good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine.
It's Pink and Willow Sage Heart with Cover Me in Sunshine.
Willow Sage Heart starting very, very young in the music business.
Oh, yeah.
On the drive this afternoon on Algo FM's Friday Music Club, someone who's no stranger to starting young in the business. She's still not that old. She's about to have her sweet 16 one of these
Ooh.
Days. Yeah. But that doesn't mean she's not well experienced in the industry. She's performed around South Africa with orchestras and celebrities and at festivals. She's recorded. She's written. She's a multi-award winning vocalist, actress and dancer as well. She is the triple threat. She's been making some big waves in the industry and on television as well as modeling too. I mean, really,
sure.
Some people, I don't know when they sleep, you know, from Johannesburg, South Africa, we're importing her into Algoa country. Janique, welcome. How do you do it?
Hi. I'm confused on where to start, but,
Well, I mean, yeah. that's the question I'd like to start with. Where did you start? How did it all happen? Did you just like, I don't know, maybe, you know, the average baby just screams and maybe you had a great tremolo. How did your folks discover that you were, you know, that you wanted to do that? How did you realize you wanted to do all this?
Well, I started singing when I was 2. I've always been surrounded by music. I mean, my mom's side and my dad's side are very musical. Like, my dad was a dancer and a gymnast, and my mom was a singer and a writer. So, music, I've just grown up with music. I grew up with Celine Dion and Patricio and just very, like, a lot of music and dancing. And I've always just loved the feeling that music invokes in me, because it's a really special feeling, and I wanted to share that with people, because I've always wanted to be a person who writes music when I got older. So that's where it kind of started. Just when I was 2, I started singing, and I've just always been surrounded by music.
And what's your process for writing songs? Because, I mean, you've written so many that you've recorded. What's the process you go through? Do you find it easy? Is it a very academic process, or is it just inspiration hits and you do it? How do you do it?
It varies. So with some songs, they just flow, and they come together so quickly. With other songs, you'll get a good line in your head for a chorus or something, and then you'll sit for weeks after that, and you won't be able to come up with anything else. It literally, sometimes it just happens. Like, you see something, and you're like, ah, and then you go sit down at the piano, and things just start happening, and then it keeps building, but it literally just depends on how you're feeling, and just the type of song it is, and it all depends on the artist, really. It depends on you and what your process is. But for me, it just happens sometimes.
But you're really into developing yourself.
You've been working with Daniel Barron on music and production. Tell us more.
I met Daniel a couple years ago through my performance art school. And from then, we just clicked. And we just kept writing songs together. And he would just... I was just a songwriter and a singer. Like, I didn't have the skills to be a producer. And so Daniel could take my idea and really, really bring it to life. And then he started teaching me the ways how I can take these ideas that I have and put them down on paper and, like, put them into a real track. And so we've just been working together ever since, and it's just been great. And he's become a real treasure to me, and I really, really appreciate everything he does.
Well, that's fabulous. Where can we find you online so we can support you?
You can find me basically anywhere. I mean, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at It's Janique. That's pretty much it. So YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram.
And it's spelled J-E-A-N-I-Q-U-E, like Jean with an I-Q-U-E on it, Janique. That's what you go by. That's where we can find you on all the platforms, right?
Yep.
Okay, now we're going to find you on air for the first time on Algoa FM this afternoon. The song Dark Side of the Moon, that's one of the ones you worked on with Daniel Barron. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so how it all starts is I was actually sitting in my room one day, and then I was scrolling through old trailers for old movies, and the trailer for Transformers Dark of the Moon came up.
Mm-hmm.
I got up, walked over to my piano, and I was like, I'm going to write a song about the dark side of the moon that's got 007 vibes. I'm going to bring it to Daniel Barron tomorrow, and it's going to be a banger. And that's what happened.
And that's what happened.
There you go. Set your goal and achieve it. Janique, thank you so much for being with us on the Friday Music Club for the first time on Algo FM. This is your track, Dark Side of the Moon. All the best with your career going forward.
Thank you.
Have a listen. Maybe this is your new favorite. Find her all over the internet at Janique, Dark Side of the Moon.
I keep tripping over my tongue. It's the end of the world and nothing's going wrong.